Hi, my name is Madeline Stack. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 13th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Michael Beattie, who is my uncle. We're recording this over the phone, so Michael's in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm in Northville, Michigan. Hi, Uncle Michael, how are you?
Hi, Maddie. Happy to be here.
Great. Okay, so my first question is, when were you in the military and what branch did you serve in?
Yeah, thanks again for doing this and inviting me to this.
Yeah.
I was in from January 1989 through January 1992, which is 3 years of active duty. And then I also did, they call it, you know, everyone has to do 4 years of inactive reserve, which means that they can sort of call you back if they ever need you within that 4 years. And I served in the United States Navy.
Awesome. Where were you located?
So I did my basic training in Chicago, Illinois. In the middle of January, so it was very, very, very cold.
Yeah.
And then I was located, I did my hospital corpsman training there, and then I was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island for the majority of my time in the Navy, and then eventually with family we moved to Okinawa, Japan.
Cool. So why did you join the military?
Well, really it was just to, at the time, being the youngest of four kids, it was, it was a way to pay for college, with the GI Bill. So it seemed like a really long commitment to get a great benefit out of it, but it does go by fast. And, so a friend of mine, he and I joined together, and the rest is history.
Nice. And you just decided the Navy because that seemed fun?
Yeah, he and I had discussed a couple different, tacks. You know, him and I, you can join on the buddy program and in most branches of service. And we thought, we didn't want to do anything with planes, being in the Air Force.
And, right.
Run around in the dirt with the Army guys. So we thought Navy, was the best course of action based upon, like, what jobs we wanted to do within the Navy.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, my next question is, can you tell me about basic training?
Yeah, great question. So basic training is 8 weeks long, and it's broken down by them doing everyday inspections of your whole life.
Yeah.
So when you wake up in the morning, it's how you're dressed, how you look, how your shoes are shined, how your bed, your rack appearance, your closet, because everything has a place and a purpose, and some people are not used to having that inspection head to toe, and that routine, and some people are. And I think when you start off with 80 men and you graduate with 40, that tells you that over half of those people weren't used to a routine like that.
Right.
But it's all about being mentally tough as well as physically tough, to make it to the end of that 8 weeks.
But yeah.
In the end, you do everything as a company, and it teaches you that, all 80 men eat, sleep, exercise, as a company and as a team. You don't do anything individually.
Right. That's amazing. So what was your daily life like while you were in the service?
Yeah, so the goal is to sort of get to a job that you want to either take into, regular civilian life or you know, attack that way, or one that, you know, maybe a stepping stone into something else, or something that you'd like to do. But my daily life and activity was, I was a hospital corpsman or a medic. So we assisted, you know, the Navy nurses in a hospital environment, or the doctors in a surgical environment, as well as the United States Marine Corps, which is part of the Navy. So we supported the Marines in field training and medical around that. So my training is, you know, was 14 weeks for that, and it was very tough. And then every week you're tested on all aspects of medicine and nursing techniques. So my daily life was administrating medicine in a hospital to active duty and retired servicemen and women.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
How fun. Okay, so what is the, or what was the toughest part of being in the military?
Yeah, I think, you know, the toughest part is, you know, anticipating, or the, maybe a fear of, or a threat of serving during a war campaign.
Right.
But, you know, like with any job, you know, you do your best, and you know, in this case, you're fighting for your country. So, you know, I think that's probably, you know, maybe the toughest part.
Yeah.
Around that.
Okay. So next, were you ever afraid or like on edge? And can you explain if you were?
Yeah, I, looking back, you know, I would probably say I was never afraid. You know, maybe on the inside I didn't show it, but the, you know, I did serve during the first Gulf War, which was much different than what a lot of the service men and women see today.
Right.
It was called Operation Desert Storm. Okay. So I admit I was nervous back then, but maybe not afraid. And that, you know, it keeps you on edge because you're away from families and, you know, right, friends and things like that.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So can you tell me about some of the people you served alongside? Like, do you have any favorite memories of them? Do you still keep in touch with them today? You know, are you still friends with them?
Yeah, so I have to say that, you know, I have some really, really close friends to this day. You know, we're all friends on social media. You know, five or six of them who, you know, some have even retired from the, you know, spent their whole career in the military and are now retired and pursuing other avenues of life. So, you know, it's just a great community and, you know, and or family, which drew us all very close during those years.
Yeah.
You know, one of those folks is actually a Navy SEAL, and he's got some really good stories that he can tell.
That's crazy. Did you, like...
Yeah.
Did you work all of them in the corps, or did you meet them in basic training?
A lot of them during were part of the... They were all hospital corpsmen.
Okay.
They had branched out into different areas from there. One became a Navy SEAL, I mentioned.
Right.
You know, and...
So you were seeing them on a daily basis?
Seeing them on a daily basis. Some of us, you know, some of them were roommates.
Right.
You know, and we would all hang, we'd hang out with each other, you know, on and off during our downtime. But, you know, even like I said, today, they're from all over the country today, you know, San Diego, Boston, Atlanta, Maine, New York, you know, and, you know, we all still keep in touch. And I even saw a couple of them, even a year ago, on a trip to San Diego.
That's so cool. So yeah. What lessons did your time in the military teach you?
you know, that's a great question, because, you know, when you think back of all the, you know, some of the difficulties and, you know, when it was stressful and, you know, that, but, you know, what it teaches you is some valuable lessons around leadership and chain of command.
Of course.
You know, as I transitioned into more civilian life, into corporate America, you know, you have the same type of chain of command with, you know, vice presidents, presidents, CEOs, that when you deal with those folks on a daily basis, you respect that level,
right,
and take the appropriate, you know, channel to move, you know, information upward and downward. So, you know, I would say definitely the valuable lessons around leadership and chain of command and how to maneuver that.
Right. That's great. So second to last question, if you were given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again, and why?
Yeah, I would say absolutely, you know, without question, without a doubt in my mind. You know, it was a great experience for me, and that, you know, everybody has their own reason for, you know, joining the military, for all different aspects, and you know, mine was probably similar to a lot, but, you know, it was a great experience, and it gave me a lifetime of skills that I use today, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone.
That's so great. And then lastly, thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they might hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Like, any advice, any wisdom?
Yeah, I would just want them to know that I country proudly and with honor, and, you know, future generations are ever thinking about any branch of service, right? That, you know, it, like I mentioned, it's a wonderful experience that, you know, you can take in all aspects of life and all different jobs, and I would definitely highly recommend it to them. But I was proud to serve, and definitely would do it again.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions. I really enjoyed talking to you about this, and yeah, it was fun. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.